Hi, and welcome to MathSit Podcast AS01. This podcast focuses on the AS core topic, CERDs. To use this podcast, you will need the corresponding worksheet AS01. You can download this from www.maths-it.org.uk. Okay, let's begin. First, before we start the questions, some key points. When dealing with CERDs, you need to remember the following rules. Square root of a multiplied by the square root of b is equal to the square root of a multiplied by b. For example, the square root of 4 multiplied by the square root of 9 is the same as the square root of 4 times 9, which is 36. You can check this since the square root of 4 is 2, the square root of 9 is 3, 2 times 3 is 6, which is the square root of 36. Similarly, the square root of a divided by the square root of b is equal to the square root of a divided by b. Again, you can check this. Square root of 81 divided by the square root of 9 is the same as the square root of 81 divided by 9. So the square root of 81 is 9. The square root of 9 is 3. So 9 divided by 3 is 3. And 81 divided by 9 is 9. The square root of 9 is 3. It's also worth remembering that the square root of 3 multiplied by the square root of 3 is the square root of 9 according to our rule, and therefore is 3. So the square root of 3 times the square root of 3 is 3. This makes sense because a square root means what number do you multiply by itself to get that number. So the square root of 3 is what number do you multiply by itself to get 3. Okay, now let's look at the questions. Question 1 part A says, express root 3 plus 9 all over root 3 plus 3 in the form p root 3 plus q, where p and q must be integers. To start with, we need to think about rationalising the denominator. That means make sure that the denominator has no irrational or roots in. To do this, we need to multiply the top and the bottom of the fraction, so it remains an equivalent fraction, by the square root of 3 minus 3. So we need to write root 3 plus 9 in brackets times root 3 plus minus 3 in brackets divided by root 3 plus 3 in brackets times root 3 minus 3 in brackets. We then need to expand the brackets at the top and the brackets at the bottom, the numerator and denominator, separately. For the top, you'll end up with 3 minus 3 root 3 plus 9 root 3 minus 27, which simplifies to 6 root 3 minus 24. For the denominator, you should get 3 minus 3 root 3 plus 3 root 3 minus 9. And of course, the root 3s in the middle disappear, so you end up with negative 6. So your expression should now be 6 root 3 minus 24 divided by negative 6. So now you need to divide both terms on the numerator by minus 6, and you should end up with minus root 3 plus 4. Which is the final answer. Okay, let's move on to part B. For part B, we need to first express root 98 in the form n root 2, where n is an integer. So what we need to do is we need to separate the 98 into two factors. One of the factors must be a square factor, since we can remove that from the root. The other factor remains in the root. Now this question gives us a bit of a hint, because inside the root sign is a 2, which means 2 must be one of the factors of 98. So if we look at what number multiplies by 2 to give 98, we can see that it's 49. 49 is indeed a square number. So we get the square root of 98 is equal to the square root of 49 multiplied by the square root of 2. The square root of 49 is 7, so this becomes 7 root 2. Moving on to the second part of part B, we now need to solve an equation involving roots. The equation is x root 8 equals 5 root 2 plus root 14. There are two approaches to this. You could start simply by multiplying everything by root 8 so that the coefficient of x is an integer. This will give you 8x equals 5 root 16 plus root 14 times root 8. We then can divide through by 8, so we end up with x equals 5 root 16 plus root 14 times 8. all divided by 8. We can then simplify this so that x equals 20 plus 4 root 7 divided by 8, which again simplifies to 5 plus root 7 all over 2. The second approach to this question is to simply divide by root 8 to start with, so you'll end up with x equals 5 root 2 plus root 14 all over root 8. You can then rationalise the denominator of this algebraic fraction by multiplying through by root 8 for the numerator and the denominator. You'll then end up with, when it's simplified, 20 plus 4 root 7 over 8. You can then divide through by a factor of 4, so you end up with 5 plus root 7 all over 2. Moving on now to question 2. Question 2 could actually figure in a quadratic equation podcast. However, since the answer is given in the form p plus or minus q root r, it also fits into the thirds podcast. So, we're actually looking at solving a quadratic equation, x squared equals 4 multiplied by x plus 4. The first thing we need to do is try to rearrange this equation so that everything is on the left-hand side. So to do this, expand the brackets, giving 4x plus 16, and then simply subtract 4x and 16 from both sides, and you should end up with x squared minus 4x minus 16 equals 0. This should be your first mark on this question. Then, since it doesn't factorise, and we probably know that it doesn't factorise easily because the answer is given as a third, we need to revert to the formula. So the quadratic formula is x equals minus b plus or minus the square root of b squared minus 4ac, all divided by 2a. Substituting in, we end up with x equals 4, since b is negative 4, plus or minus the square root of 16 plus 64, all divided by 2. This then simplifies to 4 plus or minus the square root of 80 over 2. Simplifying the root of 80 by finding a square factor, which would be 16. So root 80 is root 16 times 5. We can square root 16, giving 4. So the numerator becomes 4 plus or minus 4 root 5. The denominator then becomes 2. So dividing through by 2, you end up with 2 plus or minus 2 root 5. Moving on now to question 3. Part A asks us to express 5 root 10 minus 1 multiplied by 2 minus root 10 in the form p plus q root 10. So we need to expand the brackets. So to expand the brackets, you can use the FOIL method. So we multiply 5 root 10 by 2, which gives us 10 root 10. Then a 5 root 10 by negative root 10. The root 10 times root 10 would give us 10, so we end up with 5 times negative 10, which is 50. We then need to do negative 1 times 2, which is negative 2. And finally, negative 1 times negative root 10, which gives us plus root 10. So we end up with 10 root 10 minus 50 minus 2 plus root 10. Collecting together the like terms, we end up with 11 root 10 minus 52. For part B, we need to show that root 45 plus root 20, all divided by root 5, is an integer, and find its value. There are two approaches to this question. First of all, since we're trying to show that the expression is an integer, the numerator must have a factor of root 5. So we can simplify both of those thirds so that root 45 becomes root 9 times root 5, or 3 root 5. Root 20 becomes root 4 times root 5, or 2 root 5. So the numerator is 3 root 5 plus 2 root 5, which is 5 root 5. So when we divide that by root 5, the answer is simply 5, which of course is an integer. The second approach to this, which I wouldn't prefer, is to rationalise the denominator by multiplying numerator and denominator by root 5. You then end up with root 45 times root 5 plus root 20 times root 5, all divided by 5. This gives us root 225, which is 15, plus a root 100, which is 10, which ends up giving us 25 divided by 5, which again is 5, which is an integer. So, question 4. Question 4 asks us to find the distance between two points. This could fit on a linear equations or linear functions podcast. However, since the answer is given as k root 5, it also fits in with the thirds. First of all, we need to find the horizontal distance between point A and point B, and the vertical distance between point A and point B. To find the horizontal distance, you need to do 8, the x-coordinate of point A, minus negative 2, the x-coordinate of point B. This gives us 8 take away minus 2, which is 10. Similarly, for the y-coordinates, we need to do 2 take away minus 3, which gives us 5. So we have x is 10, or the change in x is 10, and the change in y is 5. Now moving on to using Pythagoras to find the distance between the two points, we see that c squared equals a squared plus b squared, where a is 10 and b is 5. So c squared equals 10 squared plus 5 squared, or 100 plus 25, which is 125. So therefore the length AB is going to be the square root of 125. However, we need to simplify this to give the answer as k root 5. Dividing 125 by 5 gives us 25. So the square root of 125 is the square root of 25 times the square root of 5, or 5 root 5. And now to our final question, question 5. Question 5 asks us to solve an equation. The equation is root 18 minus 3 divided by root 18 minus 2 equals x multiplied by 4 minus root 2. The first thing to do is to rationalise the denominator of the left-hand side. Since the denominator is root 18 minus 2, we need to multiply both numerator and denominator by root 18 plus 2. Top of this fraction becomes root 18 minus 3 times root 18 plus 2, and the bottom root 18 minus 2 times root 18 plus 2. This all equals x multiplied by 4 minus root 2. Expanding the brackets, the numerator should give us 18 plus 2 root 18 minus 3 root 18 minus 6, which simplifies to 12 minus root 18. The denominator should give us 18 plus 2 root 18 minus 2 root 18 minus 4. Since the root 18s cancel, this simply gives us 14. So we should end up with 12 minus root 18 divided by 14 equals x multiplied by 4 minus root 2. Now we could, at this point, divide by 4 minus root 2 to leave x on one side. However, it's possible to spot that 4 minus root 2 is a factor of 12 minus 3 root 2. So factorising that numerator gives us 3 multiplied by 4 minus root 2, which is then divided by 14 to equal x multiplied by 4 minus root 2. Cancelling this factor on both sides gives us x equals 3 divided by 14, or 3/14. And that is the end of MathSit Podcast AS01, Thirds.